So to the 14, it's fourth down, 12 yards to go for a first down, 14 yards to go for a touchdown with 57 seconds to go. Here's a big play for Owens and perhaps a big boost for Shocker morale. Owen looks into the end zone, a lob, complete! Complete to Baker, Steve Baker, and Tom Owen, who usually rifles the football, this time lofted the football right into the hands of Steve Baker, and the Shockers have scored for the first time in the 1973 season. Ricketts goes wide to the right side. The slot back right is Baker. Tom Owen calls. Tom rolls out to the right. He's set. He looks. He lofts it in to Baker. He's got it! He's got it! The Shockers win! The Shockers win! The Shockers win! Holy mackerel! Holy mackerel! 6 seconds to go! Wichita State has won an impossible game!
Jimmy Fenwick will be the slot back, and he moves to the right side as Bo Ricketts moves out as the split right end. Bo is the Osawatomie boy. Jimmy Fenwick from California. Here's the play out of the eye. Handing off to Peachland. Penalty flag goes down. Peachland made it into the end zone as he was apparently stopped, but there's a penalty flag down.
And it'll go against Wichita State. No, no, they say offside against Fresno State.
So the Shockers have scored, and it's good that it was C.J. Peachland that did. He was apparently stopped at the 2-yard line, broke the tackle, moved out to his right to the near western sideline, and went into the end zone with nobody around him. C.J. has good speed once he gets going. Johnny Potts into the ball game. He'll try for the extra points. Holding it, Chester Pennock at the 10, waiting for the snap. There it is. It's down. It's up. Hey, that looks good. Yes, it is. Timeout on the field with 13 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. Wichita State 7, Fresno State nothing.
Stan Ricketts goes out of the ball game.
Phil Benning in to replace him, Gus.
Phil's a speedster. On second and 8.5, Phil might just scoot down this near sideline as he moves out as the split right in. Owen rolls out to the left. Benning is running. There it's thrown for Benning. And he gets it at the 50. Benning to the 40. Benning to the 30. Benning for a touchdown all the way. Phil Benning. 92 yards. The Shockers are on the board as Phil Benning took a beautiful pass from Tom Owen, who had thrown 6 in a row off target and then connected with the little guy from Topeka, who carried it all the way. And the Shockers are down by a point as Johnny Potts comes in to try to tie this ball game up. Crow set for the Shockers with wide receivers both sides. Ball goes to Peachland, who's in the ball game. Peachland across the 25, 30, 35. He's got blockers. He's the midfield. C.J. Peachland all the way. Shocker touchdown. 76 yards. Makes up for that big fumble. Kenny Bogdan and Quentin Kay. Great blocks to spring Peachland open, and he was up for the occasion and went all the way, and the Shockers are leading by a bunch, and how sweet it is!
They were the tackles instead of the guards, but you love to see that when those interior linemen pull out. Senior Kenny Bogdan and junior Quentin Kay leading the interference on the sweep down the right side, leveling the interference and opening the way for C.J. Peachland, 76.5 yards.
Johnny Potts to try for the extra point. It's down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.